There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Saturday, August 26th edition. We got a 5-game early, 9-game late slate to go. Hope your Friday night was a good one and you made some DFS dollars. We nailed a ton of the bats. The pitching, we had some good, some bad. Just a matter of mixing and matching the right ones. As we go into your Saturday, big fantasy football Saturday, check out Bench with Bubba. Last four episodes, we have Matt Modica talking a lot of good football strategy. Mike Wohlert of 444.com. If you're doing IDP drafting, tons of great stuff there. Strategy, position by position, sleepers at each position, top players at positions. Tons to love there. That was episode 49. Episode 50 with Big Bucks No Whammy. You know him from the always pressing PGA DFS pod. Big fantasy football guy, knows his stuff, tons of great knowledge there. Then last night I recorded and dropped late last night, is available now. Episode 51 with Bob Lung of Big Guy Fantasy Sports. Been in the industry for a long, long time. That's one of the top rated fantasy football magazines on the market. Mr. Consistency, his consistency report. Very, very good stuff there. We talked, you know, areas of the draft to target players, some guys to not jump on, some to jump on, more strategy talk to get you ready for your fantasy draft week. And so go check all that out. Get ready for your fantasy football season. As you know, we got a little college football to tease us today. Then big college football starts next week, and then we are into the NFL season. Week 3 preseason today. A lot of action today. So get that going. Check out Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo. Liz Rocher talking Phillies baseball. Tons and tons of like there. And get the Pac-12 and Group of Five preview by Doc and the guys at the Saturday Edge. But that's not what you're here for right now. You're here right now for your MLB DFS news. So let's take a look at the weather for your Saturday of action. We've been getting some good summer weather lately to keep it nice for us. And from what I saw last night, that's what it looks like. I'm just scanning it real quick as we talk. And it's, you know, it's mild temperatures for the most part. It's a little warm in Atlanta, but it cools down. A little warm in St. Louis, but the humidity is not that bad. You look at, pretty darn good. Pretty darn good weather for the most part. The hot, hot places are going to have roofs. So, knock on wood, we have another clear day ahead of us. Let's look at your totals on the slate. Mariners, Yankees, 9.5. Twins, Blue Jays, 9.5. Orioles, Red Sox, 9.5. Mets, Nationals, 8.5. Rangers, A's, 9. As you can tell, the early slate pitching is a premium. There's no Pirates, Reds on the DraftKings slate because they start 25 minutes too early for the evening slate. So DraftKings, of course, couldn't adjust to that. That's just, I hate that. But we got Cubs, Phillies, 8.5. Rockies, Braves, 9. Tigers, White Sox, 9.5. Padres, Marlins, 9. Royals, Indians, 9.5. Waiting on the Rays, Cardinals to be determined total. Giants, D-backs, 8.5. Astros, Angels, 8.5. Brewers, Dodgers, 8.5. So we're all 8.5 and above with a handful of 9s. We have no double-digit totals on the slates. That's a first in a long time. But let's get at your 5-game early slate. You got two guys over 10K, actually over 12K. You got Gio Gonzalez at 12.5 and Cole Hamels at 12.1. if you're paying it up, I'm just going with Gio, because if you're paying that much, I want more consistency. Gio's at home against that horrific Mets offense. Horrific Mets offense. He's 11th best in barrel, 5th the last 30 days, striking out over 23%. He's facing, getting barreled at 1.5% of the time. The Mets strike out 24.6% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Ground ball rate over 46%. The Mets team total, why couldn't I find it? Oh, it's the lowest. That's why I couldn't find it. 3.67. Lefties 249. Righties 310. If you're paying up, I'm looking at Gio. If not, you got Cole Hamels. He's in a great pitcher's ballpark in Oakland. The A strikeout 24.2% of the time versus lefties. But Hamels doesn't have a good K rate, 15.7%. His ground ball rate is 50.5, which is nice. He has a high hard contact. The A's have a lot of guys with power versus lefties. Did you guys see Chris Davis last night? It wasn't even against lefty. He double donged. Told you that price tag was too cheap. You got Ryan Healy, who loves lefties. Hamels could pitch great. He could. The A's have a team total of 4.49. That's middle of the pack tonight. Lefties 255, righties 312. It's a good spot for Hamels. The team scares me more than the Mets do. The lack of strikeouts scare me more than the Mets do. And just overall in the season, Gio's just been a much, much better pitcher. He's been getting you 20-plus points every night. He's not really the 30-point guy, but he did get 31.4 his last time out. But he's had like basically 25 or more in six of seven, with two of those having 30s. That's not bad. When it comes to Gio against the Mets, in two starts, 13 of the 30s, he has 11 Ks. He's averaging 24 points a start against the Mets. And now the Mets' offense is just abysmal. Yeah, Cole Hamels coming off 18.2 points his last start out. He had a 9.7, then a 26, and a 33. He's been good of late. He hasn't faced the A's this season. So it's pick your poison if you're pitching up on the slate. I'd go with Gio personally. If you want to use Cole, it'll differentiate because everybody will flock to Gio like a moth to a flame if they're pitching up. So if you want to go ownership-wise, you'd go to Cole Hamels. So those are your two options up top. We're all likely to be starting on this five-game slate is Sonny Gray, $9,600. He is in a really good matchup at home against the Seattle Mariners. He got beat up. Well, he didn't get beat up. He didn't strike anybody out in Boston. Five innings, he only got two runs, but he walked two and struck out zero for 1.9 points. But prior to that, Mets 19-3, Toronto 16-7, Cleveland 17-3, Toronto 27-3. Those are his starts with the Yankees. Basically 17 points or more at every start with the Yankees before that last hiccup. He's facing a Seattle team that strikes out almost 21% of the time versus righties, striking out over 23% himself, ground ball rate of 56.1%. All really, really good stuff. Mariners 4-1-7 total, sixth lowest on the whole day. On the entire day, but on the day slate, he is the second lowest total. Lefties 295, righties 333 versus Sonny Gray. Yeah, the Mariners have some weapons that's scary, but look at CC Sabathia outside of a home run to Mike Zunino. Shut them down. Sonny Gray's a better pitcher than CC. I hope he'd bring it better than CC. And if you don't want to pay up, he's a good top option on this small slate. Sonny Gray 96 will be in my lineups. You could make an argument for Eduardo Rodriguez. No one's going to want to touch a Boston pitcher after Baltimore's just beat down last night. Home run derby, whatever you want to call it. They do strike out almost 24% of the time versus lefties. He strikes out 26%. Still walks about 9%, but he gives up a ton of fly balls. So you got to be really, really careful. He's only got a 32.4% ground ball rate. So a ton of fly balls for Erod. Going up against Baltimore, who has a team total of 4.50, which is actually kind of in the middle of the pack. Lefties 344, righties 304, kind of a reverse splits pitcher. I can see the GPP angle for Erod. I really can. But in that matchup, I'm going to be looking more Kevin Gausman, especially if Caleb Joseph's catching. Please, Buck, put Caleb Joseph back there. You've been screwing us with Wellington lately. He's $7,200. Look, he had minus one last start, then 23.6 at Joseph again. Put Castillo back there, 10. Back with Joseph, 27-4, 33-5, 28-7, 27-9. Keep him back there, Buck. It's that simple. Really, really good stuff. Strikeout rate has been going up every time out there with Caleb Joseph. The Boston Red Sox strike out almost 20% of the time. It's still risky. Hard contact rate's high for Gausman, but it has dropped a bunch. Boston's team total is towards the top, a total of five. Lefties 325, righties 353. It's very, very risky. There's no question of that. Boston's lineup has woken up the last, you know, couple weeks. So both pitchers are risky, but both are nice GPP plays, in my opinion. We could see an absolute just, you know, fireworks. Total's 9.5. You could see a ton of runs in this matchup. Boston's about a minus 140 favorite, Monster Manos. So very, very intriguing. Both guys are GPP options to me. I'm going Gossman over E-Rod. But on a five-game slate, you need to take gambles, and those are two of the gambles that have upside, also have tremendous downside, which makes the gamble that much more, and the payoff can be that much sweeter. If you want to be a little safer but not safe completely, you look at a guy like Marco Estrada at $6,900 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Estrada's that guy who's going to give you all or nothing, like 11.3 his last start, minus 4.7 against Tampa, but then 27 against the Yankees, 19-6 at Houston, 20.8 at Chicago. You don't know which guy you're going to get every time, but you know the potential for really, really good stuff is there. For $6,900, you like that potential. When you look at Estrada, he has – where did he go? There he is. He's facing the Twins team, 22.3% strikeout rate. Estrada strikes at over 23%. Great swinging strike rate, but then he's the problem with him is a massive fly ball guy, only a 30% ground ball rate. Hard contact's great, so he's done well there, so he's limited to home runs, but he has a ton of fly balls, which makes him a little scarier. Minnesota has a team total of 4-5-2, a little above middle. Lefties 285, righties 331, so it's reverse splits. The righties hit him better than the lefties. So Minnesota, you know, they have some very, very scary lefties with Rosario and Kepler and company, but they also have Dozier. Still no Sano yet, but as a whole, at $6,900, I like the upside with Marco Estrada. Last but not least, if you really want to gamble, this is a pitcher that's just been an absolute disaster after showing signs of just being really, really good, but Sean Manaea is only $5,900 now. Got 7.3 at Houston his last time out, only 2Ks. He hasn't been striking guys out. 2-0-1-1 his last four. Before the 7-3, -15.5, -5.3, -1.3. Prior to that, he's pitching really well. Double-digit machine. His pitches are flattened out. Hard contacts through the roof. He's faced Texas once this year. 5 1/3, 3 hits, 5 earned, 10 Ks for 17.8 fantasy points. Texas struggles big time. Big time versus left-handed pitching. But day game in Oakland, ball will fly better. Extremely risky at $5,900, but he is a punt play if you want to go there. So to recap your pitching, I'd go Gio over Cole. If you want to be contrarian, go Cole. Sonny Gray's my top guy. You got E-Rod and Gausman in that matchup. I'd go Gausman over E-Rod, but the K upside's probably with Rodriguez. And then down below, I really like the upside of Marco Estrada. And then if you want to get real, real dicey, look at Sean Manaea. At the catcher's position, you know, Gary Sanchez versus Giovanni Gallardo is outstanding at $5,400. If you can save the money, you go there in a heartbeat. That is a great matchup. Last night he hit like three to basically the warning track. Take him while he's there before he goes on a suspension with his cheap shots. If for some reason Castillo is catching, he loves his lefties, so willing to Castillo at 34 is definitely in play. Matt Wieters at 33 versus Gesellman isn't bad. Let me double check that. I'm pretty sure Gesellman's a reverse splits guy. Nationals 483 total. It doesn't matter. Lefties 330, righties 345 this year. It's been bad for Gesellman. As you go down, you got the likes of Miguel Montero catches for Toronto. He's 3,100 versus ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Dylan G. So take a look there. Toronto 498 total. Very, very high total. Lefties 362, righties 335 versus Dylan G. And Toronto's bats are cheap today. So you get on that train. As you go down the list, though, for the most part, you're just going to look at lineups, see what pops out to you. It's nothing that really jumps off the page. Now, like, say, Jose Lobaton gets a start instead of Wieters. He's 2,100. Other than that, let's take a look at the lineups and go from there. At the first base position, Smoke, again, great spot. I told you yesterday how much I loved him in his price tag. I could see him going deep. He went deep. 4,500 versus Dylan G. Justin Smoke is a great play again. Trey Mancini at 44, not too shabby versus E-Rod. Yeah, Mitchie, two bags at 43. It's okay. Don't mind that. Ryan Zimmerman at 42. Getting a bit of a discount there with Washington bat against a very bad Gesellman. I told you Chris Davis was a nice play yesterday. He went ding-dong city. good things happen. Mike Napoli at 38 for Sean Manaea. His contact rate is up. His hard contact rate's going through the roof. We know how Napoli can hit his lefties with a ton of power. Texas's team total is 451. Lefties 255. Righties 331 off Manaea. Mike Napoli at 38, a very, very good option today, especially below 4K. Tons of power upside. Could definitely leave the ballpark. If not, like a guy like Ryan Healy, we know Cole Hamels is an upper-end pitcher, especially when he's on. But Healy, tremendous power versus left-handed pitching. He's first base, third base eligible at $3,500. Wilmer Flores versus the lefty and Gio Gonzalez at 33. Other than that, maybe Adam Lind at 32 if you need to punt farther down. And then you look at lineups for some value plays. If that, going over second base, Nunez cracks the lineup. He's day to day. He's 48. Dozier, 47. A guy like Daniel Murphy at 46 is not bad at all. Jonathan Scope at 45, we like a lot. You scroll down to if Cano starts, he's 38. You're going to get a discount there against Sonny Gray. That's not bad. Starling Castro's back. Played last night. Had at least a double. He's 3,500. Wilmer Defoe at 33. I don't mind this at all. He's back in fifth last night. See where he's at in the lineup. Make sure he's in the middle of the top half. He got you 13 points last night. He's second base shortstop eligible. Switch hitter facing a settlement at 3,300. That's a nice price tag for a Nats team that should have some fun today against Robert. 483 total. Lefties again, 330. Righties, 345. So Defoe at 33 gives you some saving at the position. Again, he can play him at second or short. Don't mind that. Ryan Goings at 31, second base shortstop as well versus Dylan G for a discounted play. Don't mind either of those. If you want to go really bad, Adrian Sanchez of the Nats. He's not a big power guy at all, so you need to hope he gets on, maybe steals, scores some runs. Otherwise, he's not going to really get you many points, so be careful there. And then, again, maybe Drew Robinson cracks the lineup for a punt, but check that out. Third base, you move over. You get Manny Machado at 53 versus Erod. That is outstanding. Outstanding play. It's priced up, obviously, but it's great. Beltre at 52 versus Manaea. Like a ton as well. Josh Donaldson with the 0-for last night. Killed some really good lineups, Josh, but I forgive you because you've been on fire. Him versus G at 51 is very tempting. Very, very tempting. Anthony Rendon at 47 versus Gesellman. If you don't want to pay above 5K, that's a really solid spot there. Again, Nats should have some fun today. But if you want to go down, Rafael Devers, only 42 versus Gausman. Devers just continues to rake. Yeah, 5 points last night, averaging 8.2 his last 10. Really good stuff with this kid in the middle of that order. Again, Healy at 35. Mentioned him. Matt Chapman at 29 is not too bad. He actually has more power versus righties than lefties, but he's got power, period. So take a look at the lineups there. Heading over to shortstop. Jorge Polanco continues to crush it. He's 4,400 versus Estrada, a fly ball guy. So keep Polanco on your radar. Same with Beckham at 44 and Didi at 44. Didi, did you see what he did last night, folks? Did you see? 7 more points, RBI double. This continues to produce day in and day out. Got Elvis Andrus versus the lefty at 44. So the top half of the shortstop position is loaded. Bogarts went deep last night. He continues to crush it, averaging over 10 points a game now. His last 10, he's 41 versus Gausman. Again, if Castillo starts, Boston's bats become that much more alive. If you just want to fade Gausman, I get it. I totally get it. We've seen Gausman blow up at all the moments Boston's bats are hot. I just like what Gausman brings to the table with the right situation. You got Defoe at 33. I already mentioned him before. Goings at 31. Marcus Semien hits lefties with a ton of power. He's only 31 versus Cole Hamels. If you want to be contrarian and punt a bit, you got like Amed Rosario at 29 versus Gio. That's another contrarian punting option. Besides that, check your lineups. Outfield position starts us off with Mookie Betts, 53. Aaron Judge is a really good play versus Gallardo. Gallardo, big-time fly ball stuff. Yankees, 5.33 total, highest on the slate. Lefties, 3.36. Righties, 3.57. Good spot for Judge today. Benintendi, 52. These are all really good plays, of course. Gardner, 47, is pretty decent as well. Having a pretty solid year, averaging 9.1 his last 10. With the homer in that stretch. Adam Jones at 46 versus Erod. Gotta like that. So 46 and above, all in play, except Harper, obviously, because he's out. But like Aaron Hicks at 45 is a really, really good play. Eddie Rosario at 44, if you're not using Estrada, is a great play. He's been showing tons of power. Estrada, flyball pitcher. Rosario could easily run into one today. You go down Byron Buxton, another double-digit night last night. We love him versus lefties. He had 20 more points last night. Another stolen base, two more RBIs, 3 for 5. He's averaging 12.1 his last 10. Facing Estrada, a fly ball guy, Buxton at 43 is definitely worth a look. You go down some farther, like Max Kepler at 39, and his power upside is definitely in play. Delino DeShields leading off, right-handed bat versus Manaea at 39, then he can steal. Keep an eye on DeShields in that matchup. Joey Bats at 36, not bad. As we scroll and scroll, K with the Chris Davis is all the way down to 35. Double Dongs yesterday at a $3,900 price tag. Cole Hamels takes the hill. Chris Davis at 35 is a very solid play down below. I'll have probably way too much of him. Adam Lind again, 3,200. Don't mind that at all. Juan Lagares is likely to be leading off versus Gio at 31. I'm not huge on that, but he's not a bad value play if you need to go down below. Ezekiel Carrera is 29 versus Dylan G. Don't mind that. Boog Powell, I don't think he's a switch hitter, though. No, he's lefty only. Stay away from that. Stay away from Boog. Chad Pender, 2,800. He's outfield shortstop eligible. Some power. He could be decent. Other than that, yeah, take a look at the lineups. We'll probably find another guy or two that jumps into that lower range. So, again, for your pitching, you know, Gio or Cole up top. Gio's the guy. Go with Cole if you're going to be contrarian. Sonny Gray's my top option if you're not paying up. If might be my top option, period. Then you got the Baltimore-Boston game. I go Gossman off over E-Rod, but E-Rod's got the K upside if Castillo is catching. Gossman's off the list, so pay attention to that. Marco Estrada, I like him a lot. His K upside's huge against Minnesota. Just keep the ball in the park. That's his biggest thing. He's 6,900. And if you want to get really, really, really risky, look at Sean Manaea at 5,900. But that is a scary play. Texas does struggle mightily against the lefties, it seems. It's really surprising with that those bats. But it's way, 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 way risky. Let's head over to the 9-game late slate, and we'll kick it off with your top price pitcher, Bad Bum, at 12-2 in Chase Field against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I will not be going there. He's been pitching really well of late, not challenging a team in Arizona. Even Ty Block only gave up 4 runs. I'll give him credit. One, it was a 3-run homer to Goldie, which we pretty much called. But I'm not going to pay that price tag. I'm going to need way more points than what I think is going to happen. If he pitches great, awesome. If you're paying up above 10K, I'm looking at Brad Peacock at 10-9 on the road against the Angels. Coming off a 20.6 point performance against the A's, 15-7 in Arizona, 17-5 at the White Sox. Peacock gets you strikeouts 5 or more in 4 straight starts, averaging 15 points on the road, better than he is at home. He does walk a lot, which is terrifying in certain situations, but the Angels don't strike out a lot, 19.2% K rate, but Peacock has a 31% strikeout rate, an 11.5% walk rate, swinging strike rate's through the roof, over 12%, ground ball's not bad, hard contact's really, really low. You're going to want some strikeouts with that price tag, but still, as a whole, limit the damage, 4-2-3 total, lefties 3-16, righties 2-62. Just limit the walks, and you're going to put in a really, really good start against the Angels team. You should put in a really, really good start. So Peacock at 10-9, I like quite a bit if you're paying up. Don't mind him at all. A guy that's price tag has climbed immensely, and he's earned it. He's been striking guys out, pitching really, really well, dominates right-handed pitching. He came onto the scene pitching great, then he struggled. He's found it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight double-digit starts, 4 of those 6 at 22 or more. I'm talking Denelson Lamet of the San Diego Padres. He's $9,400. Does pitch a little better at home than on the road. Has not faced this Marlins team yet this year, but he's a big K guy. The Marlins strike out 20.5% of the time versus righties. Lamet strikes guys out 29% of the time. Swinging striker at 12.7%. Average ground ball rate. Hard contact's a little scary. You're facing freaking Giancarlo, who double-donged again last night. That guy is just not human. They have a 4.57 total. Lefties 3.68, righties 2.31. He dominates right-handed bats. If he can get through Giancarlo and even Ozuna, who went deep last night, he could be okay because you got Yelich, Gordon, Dietrich. Those are the 3 main lefties off the top of my head. They might sneak in another one, but those are the main ones. So if you get through Stanton, Ozuna, really good spot. It is dicey. It's a high price tag for a Marlins team that it's all or nothing. If they're hitting, they're going to hit everything. If not, He's going to be in for a great start. I think he makes for a nice GPP play at 9,400. He's kind of like a similar just Sonny Gray price tag wise, and the matchup's kind of like, yeah, you could see both situations going at that price range. But Lamet could be in for a big night at 94. Could be in for a rough one, but I like him at 94. Carlos Rodon at 89, I like a ton. This guy is looking better and better and better since coming back. 28.1 at home against Minnesota, 15.1 at the Dodgers, 16 against Houston, 31.7 at Boston, 26.2 at Cleveland, 17 at Chicago. Kid's figuring it out. And the biggest thing, besides his last two starts, we had 3-4. He's not walking many. Two earned runs in four straight, and then in one. So two earned runs or less in five straight starts. $8,900 against Detroit is right-handed dominant. They can hit their lefties. There's no question it. They still only strike out 18.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching in the last 30 days. Rodon, 13th best on the barrel, fifth inning barrel, 2.86% of the time, striking out almost 26.5% of the batters he's facing. Keep the walks down. That's the biggest thing, kid. Ground ball rate of almost 46%, which is really, really good. Detroit's team total, 4.53, lefties 290, righties 339. So it's reverse splits. That's scary facing a Tigers team that's pretty much all right-handed. So it's a risky play. It's a play I like. It's in a hitter's ballpark, so I would say maybe sprinkle some Tigers in a lineup. But they've just been pretty bad lately, like really bad lately. Outside of Justin Upton, maybe an occasional Ian Kinsler sighting, an occasional Mikey Montauk sighting. As a whole, they haven't entertained me. You like McCann against the lefty. Hicks isn't bad. There's stuff to like. Iglesias has been good. But Rodon's looked really, really good. The kid's finally figuring it out, it looks like. So $8,900, I don't mind pitching him. It is risky. I would have some Tigers in another lineup. But Rodon at 89, I do like a lot. Blake Snell, $7,700. Talk about risky lefties. This kid's been up and down, up and down. It's like a cardio workout for him going between the minors and the pros. We know the talent is there. It's just don't walk the farm. His last three starts, heck, his last four, 2-1, 2-1, those are his walks. We can deal with that. He's got 8-4-4-5 in the strikeout department. 33-4, 12-7, 16-7, his last three starts, going six or more in all three. 0-4-1 are his earned runs, keeping the ball in the ballpark. He's looked better, Seattle, at Toronto, and Cleveland. The at Toronto was the hiccup, which, you know, it's bombs away place. You got Snell against the St. Louis team, strikes out over 21% of the time versus lefties. It's all about the walks, 11.8% walk rate for Snell. The Cardinals team total, I was just looking at, we don't have it yet because we're waiting for a total on that matchup, but lefties 282, righties 340. They do have a lot of righties, righties with power. Another risky play, but he's looked a lot better. We know his stuff is really good. It's just don't walk the farm. Keep it together. He could be in a nice spot. No DH to face here. He gets to face the pitcher. 7,700 versus Snell. I will take the gamble. It's all about gambles on this slate. There's really no lockdown option. Zach Davies, 7,500 at the Dodgers. Another gamble. Zach Davies is a guy that lefties usually hit well in the past. He's been really, really good. 18.7 his last time out in San Francisco. 15-6 against Pittsburgh, got beat up by Minnesota, then 22 at Tampa Bay, 17-6 against the White Sox, 31-7 at the Nats, 18-4 at Pittsburgh, 10-8 Philly, 15-3 at Chicago, 15-3 Miami. So 9 of 10, double-digit points, like 8 of 10, 15 or 16 or more, facing a Dodgers team. And Chase Anderson did really, really well against, gave up a couple runs late to kind of make it look rough, but they strike out 22% of the time versus righties. Davies just doesn't strike out many. 15% K rate. His last 30 days, he's 21st best on the barrel. Fifth getting barreled 0.74% of the time. Still only striking out about 13%. So it's not a great strikeout guy at all. Doesn't walk a ton. Ground ball rate's almost 49%. Keeps the ball in the ballpark. The Dodgers team total, 4.67. Lefties 333. Righties 311. You got to be a little worried about that lefty situation there, but Davies can make for another contrarian play, which you're seeing a trend. You're going to take some gambles tonight. After Davies, we take one more in this $7,000 apartment, and this is one that really intrigues me. He's been bad, like 15th worst on the barrel FIP his last 3 days, but it's a very intriguing matchup. Sean Newcomb, $7,100 at home against the Colorado Rockies. So far in the year at home, he's averaging 9.4 points. He's faced Colorado once, six innings, five hits, three earned, eight Ks, for 18.1 points. That was two starts ago in Coors. For $7,100, you're getting this 12-7, 18-1, 17-3, 11-9, 13-7, 20.7. That's not bad. That's pretty consistent. That's at LA, at Philly, home versus LA, home versus Philly, at Colorado, home versus Cincy. Teams that can hit the ball. Good hitters park. We know Colorado struggles a bunch on the road. They've been quiet even in Atlanta last night. They're getting something to take her on. Very quiet. Mark Reynolds took him deep. Yeah, Newcomb against Colorado strikes out 24% of the time versus lefties. Newcomb striking out 24% on the season. The walks are killing him. 13% walk rate. Huge swinging strike rate. Low hard contact. Decent ground ball. Just don't walk them and we're fine. Colorado's got a middle to low total of 443. Lefties 342. Righties 328. I think he's upside here at Newcomb. If he starts walking guys, we're screwed. But that's the same with the Blake Snell story. Snell 77. Newcomb 71. Snell's got a better park to pitch in, not as potent a lineup, I guess. I don't know. Newcomb, I think, is going to be so overlooked today, and he has the potential for a huge matchup. Also potential for blow-up, but Newcomb at 71 is in a very, very good spot. And the last guy I'm going to mention, Buck Farmer of the Detroit Tigers, is 6,400, making a start back from the minors. He struggled in the pros, 6.62 ERA in four starts, where he pitched a couple really good ones, then everyone jumped on board and he got shelled. In the minors, he's been really good. 3.93 ERA, 114 Ks, and 123 and two-thirds innings. He faced Chicago earlier this year. 6 1/3, 3 hits, no earned, 2 walks, 11 Ks for 37.3 points. 37.3. He's 6,400 bucks against a bad White Sox team now after all the trades. They strike out almost 23% of the time versus righties. Farmer was striking out over 29% of the 15% swinging strike rate. It's just about keeping the ball in the yard because he had average hard contact, average ground ball, home run to fly balls through the roof. White Sox have a 4.97 total, lefties 3.57, righties 3.29. I get it if you don't want to use Farmer. He's a punt at 64 with upside. I like the White Sox bat still. The total in the game is pretty solid at 9.5 between Rodon and Farmer. It's just a risky play, but it's a risky play I will definitely look into. So up top, I got Peacock at 10.9. Lamet 94, Rodon 89, and then in that 7K range, you got Snell, Davies, Newcomb. I go Davies, Newcomb, Snell in my order there. And then you got Farmer as a punt at 64. Let's look at your bats on this 9-game slate. Yeah, Alex Avila, all the way up to 4,100. He's a really good hitter, he's been hitting, but I don't think he's earned the 4K tag just yet. But it is a really good matchup against Blake Lively. Lefties hit 368, righties 314. And that ballpark, you can't ignore Avila completely. He's first base catcher eligible at 41. I won't be running to it, but I totally see the upside. Same with Buster Posey. He's not a terrifying home run guy. He's a good average guy. He can put multi-hit games together, which makes him valuable still. And he's facing Taijuan Walker, who he's a good pitcher, don't get me wrong, but he also gives up a ton of fly balls. And that is a ballpark where the Giants will hit more homers than normal. And Walker's a reverse splits guy. Lefties 308, righties 330. So Buster Posey, he gets overlooked a ton. So on GPPs, Buster at 3,800 bucks could be a sneaky, nice play. So those are your guys up top. Grandal at 37 versus Davies is good. We mentioned how lefties love Zach Davies. Davies pitching really well. So with Chase Anderson. Anderson didn't pitch horrible, don't get me wrong. So Grandal at 37 is in play. Yadi Molina, I like a ton at 36 versus Blake Snell. We mentioned with Snell already, lefties 282, but righties 340. So Yadi at 36 is definitely worth a look there. You look at like Tyler Flowers versus Freeland at 3,600. Your Braves are 4.57 total, lefties 314, righties 329 off Freeland. So you got some high-priced options here. If Flowers doesn't play, Suzuki is really good at 35. I prefer Suzuki over Flowers. Suzuki went deep again last night, but I don't mind either one. As you scroll down some more, Gattis at 34. Gattis is he's back, it looks like. Yeah, he's activated from the DL. Did he play last night? Yes, he did. He was 1-for-4 last night for 3 points, but Gattis versus a lefty. Keep an eye on that. Versus Skaggs at 3,400. That could definitely be a nice play and overlook because many might not know he's back. Keep an eye on that. Manny Pena at 33 is not horrible. John Hicks and James McCann versus the lefty and Rodon at 3,200. I go McCann over Hicks for now, but both are in play. against Rodon, who does get hit a bit by righties. That was probably earlier, though, not so much as late. So just keep that in mind. He's been really, really good of late. Farther down the list, yeah, like Steven Vogt at 2,900 versus Ross Stripling. That could be a nice value option there. We're looking at the Brew Crew. The Brew Crew. They have a low total of 383, lefties 261, righties 328. So maybe not, but maybe that makes Pena that much better for Milwaukee, but we know what Vogt can do. Hold that thought. Omar Navarez, that's what I was looking at. The left-handed batter Navarez for the White Sox. If he's starting versus Farmers, 2,400, that's the one I was looking for. Keep an eye on that. Other than that, wait and see what lineups come out. You're going to find value down here, like Stassi. He's out now. So see who's – oh, because Gattis is back. So yeah, look at Gattis in that one. Yeah, you're going to find some value down below. Let's just see who's there. There's a lot of names to ponder. First base, you got Rizzo at 54. Really good play versus Lively again. Freeman versus Freeland at 53 is not bad. Hosmer at 48, Edwin 47. Goldie at 47 is a nice GPP play versus Mad Bum in that ballpark. I don't mind that at all. Remember how I told you I loved Jose Abreu, especially at $3,800 yesterday? And then we read the VBP, and I said that's why he's an even better play. He took Verlander deep, and he was so low-owned. Doesn't work all the time, but when it works, it's just a thing of beauty. Plus, besides just the BVP, I was telling you how hot he's been. 23 more points last night. He's averaging almost 12 points his last 10 games. Facing a guy like Buck Farmer, if you're not using Buck, Abreu at 46 has some very nice value to him. Lefty's 357, righty's 329 off Buck. Big swinging strike rate, but big power from Abreu. Reese Hoskins, $4,300. Not as excited against Hendricks as I've been lately. I don't mind him. The price tag's up. I'll probably look elsewhere tonight, but nothing would surprise me. This kid just continues to put double-digit performances on the board. Gurriel at 42 or Skaggs is not bad at all. Don't mind that. Carlos Santana, this is a decent one at 4,100. Still averaging 10.7 over his last 10. You got Jason Hamill in pitching in Cleveland against the Indians. Indians 504 total is the highest on the evening slate. Lefty's 323, righty's 309 versus Hamill. Santana at 41, you're going to save from a lot of those guys up top. I like his power upside versus Jason Hamill tonight. If I'm not mistaken, Hamill is a big fly ball guy. Yeah, 39% ground ball rate, 18% strikeout rate. That leaves for a lot of fly balls. I like me some Santana at 41. Avila's there again. You got Mark Reynolds at 41. Not horrible. Duda or Lomo, whoever plays versus Leak. Duda's 38. Morrison's 36. Both of those are in play versus Leak. Leak's been just bad. He puts together those starts that piss you off because out of nowhere he'll throw a gem. But when he gets hit by everybody, and he gives up a lot of stuff to lefties. So keep Duda and Morrison on your agenda. Farther down the list, you're looking at guys like if you want to get sneaky. I don't even know if he's playing for them anymore. Yeah, he's still there. He doesn't play every day, though, but a good right-handed bat. He's been struggling of late. He's got some pop. Jose Martinez at St. Louis versus Snell. Louis Valbuena at 35 has been swinging a good stick. Don't hate that. If you're going to be contrarian only, though, don't do it just to do it. But farther down the list, it gets pretty bleak quick. Like Luke Voigt's there at 32. Doesn't jump off the page to me. Check lineups. Maybe there'll be some value. Or you just pay up at first base like we usually do anyways. Not many guys take the value that I talk about. So just go there. Second base. Ian Happ at 5K. Ian Happ continues to stay hot. That's why his price tag has jumped. He's not a bad play at all. And at that price tag, many might not play him. Chris Taylor at 46. I don't mind versus Davies. Jose Ramirez is a good play. Cleveland is priced down compared to some of these other teams. And they have the highest total. So think about that. 4,400 versus it's Jason Hamill's second base, third base. Get me some Paul DeJong at 4,400 versus Blake Snell, second base shortstop. Love that tonight. I see a DeJong dong tonight. Zobrist, 4,200, not shabby. D. Gordon, 41 versus Lamette. That's one of the guys you're going to want to target Lamette with if you're targeting him at all. Yonhervis Solarte at 4K versus Despaigne. I like that a lot. He gets overlooked. Brandon Phillips, 39, loves his lefties. That's not bad at all. Yomer Sanchez, if you're not using Buck Farmer, Yomer usually gets overlooked. He's getting everyday spots right now, especially with Yoan Moncada going to the DL. Yomer's 3,600, 8 points last night. He's got 817, 2.6, 2.20, 2.5. So it's all or nothing, but we know what he can do when he's playing every day. He's playing really well. He's up to 3,600 versus Buck Farmer, second base, third base for Yolmer. Good play there. I like that as a nice GPP play. Cesar Hernandez at 34 versus Kyle Hendricks. Don't mind that at all. He's been playing extremely great baseball. Price tags up to 3,400 for our boy Carlos Azuyaje. He went deep last night, continues to play really, really well, averaging almost 9 points a game. Finally out of the 2K range, he's in play versus Despaigne. Despaigne's a good ground ball guy, but he's not giving up ground balls. He's giving up fly balls that go very, very far. Dixon Machado at 28, if he gets a start for Detroit, he's second base shortstop. He jumped in when Castellanos was scratched last night, so keep an eye on that. Other than that, there'll be some options down here that we can talk about. Caleb Cowart's 2K versus Peacock. Third base position, Freeman 53. Arenado 53 versus Newcomb's about one of the few Rockies I will use if I use any at all. Bregman at 48, I love versus Skaggs. I like that a ton. Again, Jose Ramirez, 4,400. Jericho hasn't been the hottest guy in the world, but he's not bad at 44 versus Blake Snell. Turner's 43 in a good spot versus Davies. Travis Shaw at 4K, I like that quite a bit. We know Stripling was the reverse splits. Small, small samples. We're pitching a lot of the minors in the bullpen. So Shaw at 4K could be a sneaky, nice play. Brandon Phillips and Yolmer Sanchez. Phillips 39, Sanchez 36. Both second base, third base. Eligible. Spangenberg has quieted down a little bit, but 36 versus Despaigne. Padres, they're the all-or-nothing team, but they're in a great spot to be that sneaky GPP option tonight. Dietrich, another lefty versus Lamet at 31. Other than that, not too much down here, so check your lineups. Shortstop position, we get the usual suspects up top. Bregman at 48, which we love. Third base shortstop, he's, I mentioned like a week ago, he was playing short a lot for Correa, so he's going to gain that eligibility for us. You got Lindor at 47, who is red hot right now. Paul DeJong, who I like, at 44. Anderson Simmons at 37 is not horrible. Trevor Story does love his lefties, but I can't trust him. But I understand at 36, if you want to try it. B. Cross, 35 versus Taiwan Walker, I do like that. Freddie Galvis at 32, I like that a lot as a lower price option. Again, I mentioned Dixon Machado at 28. Where's our other guy I was looking for? You got Adam Rosales at 25 versus Bumgarner. He's actually been decent versus Bumgarner. I must have went past him. Let me find him for you real quick. We got a guy that's been, usually he's in the twos. He's been red hot. A couple big games of late. Plays for your Detroit Tigers. Yeah, he's up to 3,500. Jose Iglesias. Averaging 7.2 his last 10. 7, 28, 17, 8. Playing some really good ball right now. Not a bad spot versus Rodon if you're going on the fade Rodon train. Heading to the outfield and wrapping it up. The red hot Giancarlo at 57. Always in play. Got Trout, Blackman, the Grandy Man at 53 is priced through the gills, but he'll be overlooked in this entire group up top. So will Kevin Kiermaier at 52. Grandy and Kiermaier have been really smoking it. So those guys will get overlooked up here. Justin Upton at 51. I love him. Springer at 5K. It's not a bad play either against Skaggs. I'd probably rather have Upton, but I don't mind Springer. You got Happ again, I mentioned earlier, at 5K. Now we go below the five digits. You got Schwarber at 47. He is almost a plug and play right now, the way he's smoking. Another homer last night, three homers in his last 10, averaging 10 points his last 10 games. You go down a little further, Jay Bruce is on fire as well. He's 46 versus Hamill. I like that a lot. Cleveland, you got to look at the Cleveland Indians. J.D. Martinez against Bumgarner for GPPs at 46. I can get behind that. We got Yelich and Ozuna at 46. Cedic at 45 versus Leak is very nice. He's priced up. 24 points yesterday. He's averaging 9.2. He's starting to hit again after quite a long slump for Cedic. So 4,500 for Dickerson, very much worth a look. Domingo Santana's right-handed bat versus Tyler, or no, against Stripling, if you want to believe in the reverse splits at 4,400. It's not horrible. We'll go down, though. You got, like, Abizel Garcia at 42, Tommy Pham at 42, Ben Zobrist at 42. All good-looking plays there. Very good-looking plays near low fours. As we sneak down farther, if Delmonico, he's day-to-day. If he does start, he usually bats in the middle of that order. First base outfield eligible for the White Sox. 4K versus Farmer with tremendous upside. You got A.J. Pollock, who I liked a lot yesterday. Had a pretty decent game for 7 points. He's 3,900 versus Bumgarner if you want to be contrarian. You got like Melky Cabrera at 38 with some upside there. Hey, we got a Suya Hayes price going up and Jose Perella. We've been getting him from 24 to 2,800. That guy's 24 yesterday. He's up to 3,800 bucks. He had 15 more points last night, averaging 7.6 his last 10. Hits third in the order. He was way below 3K most days. Now I got to think twice about playing him at 38. Still a good spot versus Espana. I do like him tonight. I do. Grichuk and Piscotty, both 37 versus Snell. I like both of those bats for value and power versus Snell if you're not using Snell. As we slide farther, like Mikey Matuk at 3,600 versus Rodon is not a bad play. Cole Calhoun at 36 versus Peacock. Denard Span and Jared Parker, both 36 versus Taiwan Walker. I like those. The Giants will be well overlooked tonight. Well overlooked. I guarantee you they will be overlooked. And hey, might be rightfully so come the end of the night, but I've seen them have some fun in Arizona before. I'm not going to be surprised if they beat up a bit on Taiwan Walker. As we scroll to the lower threes, you got Hunter Pence at 34, sneaky nice. Getting some value with some power. John Jay at 32, especially if he's leading off for the Cubs. Definitely liking that. Nick Williams at 31, batting third in the order versus Hendricks. Getting a middle of the order bat at almost 3K is always nice. Below the 3K range, now that, you know, Perella's gone and our other guys are gone, we're going to have to look at some lineups because this is rough. You got like Pedro Florimon. He's second base outfield eligible for the Phillies. He's 2,600. He's not bad. Wow, it's real. Yeah, check lineups. There's not much down here at all except a bunch of minor leaguers. So there is your nine-game slate. You're pitching. You got Peacock up top, Lamet 94, Rodon 89, and the 7Ks. I'd rank it Davey 75, Newcomb 71, Snell 77. And your punt is Buck Farmer at 6,400. Let's take a look at BVP and head it home. You got Chase Headley versus Gallardo's 10 for 29 with a homer. Ellsbury 6 for 17 with a double and a triple. Gardner's got a homer. Todd Frazier 14 for 39 with a homer. Starting Castro 16 for 45 with three doubles. Didi has two bombs against him. I love me some Yanks on the day slate. Robbie Canover, Sonny Gray, 7 for 24, two doubles, two homers. Valencia's taking him deep. Kyle Seager, 7 for 28, two doubles and a homer as well. Joey Batts, 3 for 7 with a homer off Dylan G. I got Brian Dozier, 4 for 14 with a double off of Estrada. Andrew Benintendi, 3 for 4 off Gossman. Mookie Betts, 10 for 23 with three homers. There's a GPP or a BVP for you. Hanley's got two homers off of it at 214. Caleb Joseph, 2 for 4 with a double off Erod. Mancini, 2 for 8 with a double and a homer. Adam Jones, 2 homers. Machado, 2 doubles, 6 for 22. Scopes taking a deep. Chris Davis, Mark Trumbo, all home runs, but not high averages. Chad Pinder, 2 for 2, 2 doubles off Hamels. Chris Davis, I told you I love them. $3,500. 4 for 9 lifetime off Cole Hamels with 3 home runs. Healy, 3 for 6 with 2 doubles. Shinsu Chu, 1 for 2 with a homer off Manaya. Elvis Andrews, 7 for 13 with a double. Ryan Rue, 6 for 13 with a double. Daniel Murphy, 5 for 8 with a double off Gesellman. Zimmerman, 4 for 7. Rendon, 3 for 7 with 2 doubles. So keep them in mind. I told you they were rather, you're getting a discount. You got Suspedes, 7 for 13 with a double and 2 homers off Gio. Lagares, 15 for 30, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Scooter Jeanette, 8 for 20. Oh, we don't get that game, so who cares? Freddie Galvez, 3 for 6, 2 doubles off Kyle Hendricks. Victor Martinez, 3 for 5, 2 doubles and a homer off Carlos Rodon. James McCann, 2 for 5 with a homer. Ian Kinsler, 2 for 6 with a homer. So small samples. Trevor Story, Mark Reynolds, Arenado, all 1 for 2. Arenado's 1 for 3, all with homers off of Newcomb. Edwin Encarnacion, well, 8 for 27 with a double and 4 home runs off Jason Hamels. Edwin is in play. Jay Bruce, 6 for 23 with 3 doubles and a homer. Lindor and Carlos Santana have taken him deep as well. Brandon Moss, 1 for 2 with a homer off Clev. Lucas Duda, 7 for 9, 2 doubles, 2 home runs off of Mike Leake. Espinoza, 3 homers. Ramos, 2 homers. Paul Goldschmidt, I told you he loves Bumgarner. 17 for 52 for 327 average, 4 doubles, a triple, and 2 homers. Adam Rosales, 5 for 22 with 2 homers. AJ Pollock, 13 for 49, 4 doubles, a triple, 2 homers. Drury and JD Martinez have taken him deep. They're not great averages outside of goalies, but they show you the success and the points you can get if that 1-for-4 hit 250, which is most of those averages. Make that one a big one. Hunter Pence, I told you I liked him at his price tag, 4-for-9 with a triple and a homer off of Taiwan Walker. As you go down. Altuve, 4-for-9 off Skaggs. Grandyman, 4-for-11 with a homer off Zach Davies. Grandal, Turner, and Seager all have homers as well. And that'll do it. Travis Shaw, 2-for-3 with 2 singles off of Stripling. There's your BVP. There's your slate. 5 game early, 9 game late. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Again, Bench with Bubba, the last 4 episodes, tons of fantasy football help. Episode 48, Matt Modica. Episode 49, tons of IDP stuff from 4for4football.com's Mike Wollert is their IDP guru. Lots of great stuff there. Episode 50, Big Bucks, No Whammy. Bucks getting you locked in on DFS strategy. Season-long strategy, tons of stuff, player position-by-position stuff to really target there. Great information on episode 50 as well. And then 51 dropped last night or this morning. Depends on your zip code or area code or time zone, whatever you want to look at. But episode 51 with Bob Long. He's been in the business for a long time. One of the highly regarded fantasy football guys out there. He had the top-rated magazine this year. Mr. Consistency. He's got his consistency reports, his tiers. Listen to the podcast, episode 51. Great stuff there. A lot of draft strategy, kind of round by rounds, where you want your team to be. Each round category went by guys that are ADP-wise still around. Is it worth the gamble? Is it worth waiting? What's wrong with this? Lots of stuff back and forth. Kind of went off the rails on the outline. Just started talking about players and positions. It was really, really good stuff. So check that out on episode 51. You got your EPL kicking off shortly. Tons to like. But 5 game early, 9 game late slate to break down and dominate. I'll catch you guys on Monday. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your fantasy draft weekend, as I will tonight. Enjoy McGregor, Mayweather. Check out the predictions by the Sports Degens writers and friends. But more importantly, have a good one. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, August 26th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.